नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय extraordinary Narasimha temple there. I have brought the waters, all of you can have that. It's an ideal place for a temple. And such nice atmosphere, even if no devotees are there, just the temple and yourself, you will be blissful. I was really amazed to see the temple. It's such a wonderful temple. And what is more wonderful is there is complete story of Prahlad Maharaj painted, at least about 12 panels. I always wondered, how is that Hiranyakashipu got such a nice child? And he didn't charge 50 rounds, did he? So how has he got such a nice child? And he was very disturbed when his tapasya collapsed. So he was in no mood. Even when he went back to the palace, his wife was quite surprised. So she asked him, "Why you are back?" Then he said that while he was doing tapasya, he heard the name of Narayana. And of course, many of you know, so I believe, one is Narada Muni, another is Parvata Muni, I believe. I don't quite know exactly. I think two birds were there. And they were sitting on the branch of a tree nearby where he was doing tapasya. And somehow the birds uttered the name of Narayana. Normally, you don't expect birds to utter the name of Narayana. So these sages uttered the name of Om Namo Narayana. Then immediately Hiranyakashipu picked up his bow and arrow, even though he was doing tapasya. And he wanted to shoot the birds. And the birds flew away. He couldn't shoot them. So he had some caretakers with him, even though he was not eating early. He was as good as Parikshit Maharaj. He was standing on one leg. And no eating, no sleeping. He was doing actual tapasya. So, immediately he returned with his associates to the palace. There's a nice picture showing him going to his palace. And there's another panel in which the demigods are going to the Lord, asking for protection from the negatives. So vividly describing that. It's like full Narasimha avatar. It's very nice. And it's so cute when Hiranyakashipu goes back. His wife was very submissive, very nice. She's really concerned. The husband had to break his tapasya and come back. And Hiranyakashipu wanted to associate with her to get his mind in proper, to remove the disturbance. And she was serving him nicely. So in the next panel you see a child in the womb. So the idea is he comes to the palace, he is served nicely by his wife. And then his wife conceives. At the time, his wife asks, "What is the actual reason you came back?" So just at the crucial moment, Hiranyakashipu utters, "I heard the sound of Om Namo Narayanaya Nama." And then his wife conceived. It's pretty similar to Ajamila's chanting of Narayana. Now, what is the effect of that? The effect is extraordinary, unbelievable effect that one single utterance of Om Namo Narayanaya Namah. Actually, Narada Muni did not only protect Prahlad when he was in the womb. Actually, he was looking forward to Prahlad even before his conception. Prahlad is a designer child. You hear about designer child? Nowadays, the scientists believe if you want your child to have blue eyes, you know, and I don't know, some particular color of hair, some particular length of nose. It's called designer child. So Prahlad is actually a designer child by Narada Muni. It was designed by Narada Muni to set an example. Because even before conception, Narada Muni was instrumental. So it is no wonder that Naisargiki Rati. You must have read 2 days before this expression, Naisargiki Rati. He had uncommon spontaneous attachment to Krishna. He never filled a sadhana card. He never struggled with his chanting. Just like a child will react to the circumstances. Seriously, he was so naturally in that atmosphere. And it looks like actually his mother was encouraging him in his behavior. Because he is actually a child. And Hiranyakashipu's wife is actually a mother. And he was growing in Krishna consciousness, and his mother was encouraging. So such is the value of association, in whichever way one gets it. So here Prabhupada says, Govinda. Govinda cared for Prahlad Maharaj. As a father and mother care for their child, Govinda cared for Prahlad Maharaj. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is in Vatsalya Bhav, but in a reverse way. He was the child and Krishna was the father. Whereas his Yasodhara and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is the child and they are the father. So it's Vatsalya Bhav anyway. This way or that way, it is Vatsalya Bhav. So this childlike qualities of Prahlad Maharaj, actual story is only when he is young. It is not that after he grown up, we hear so much about him. We hear most of the Leela about Narasimhavatar while he was a child, like 5 years old or something like that. So naturally, even in the ordinary world, a 5-year-old child, except perhaps in Delhi, Bombay, Calcutta, he is not so much attracted to material enjoyment. As a 5 years old child, I don't even know what is a shop. Only when sometimes I used to accompany my mother for buying vegetables, I used to ask what is in those bottles. It was a new experience. Because I thought all the food comes from home. I never knew food, something to eat can come from somewhere else. I didn't know that. So I used to ask, what is that? It looks something, you know, eatable. So Prahlad Maharaj never understood what is sense gratification. He never understood what is, the material world is for what purpose, he never understood. So his thoughts were constantly absorbed in Krishna. And he didn't care whether his father was torturing him or his teachers were forcing him to, you know, learn something else. And he did not even was affected by his friends' demonic nature. Rather, he was able to change them. That's extraordinary. For a child. That's extraordinary. We all always say Kali Yuga is too much, Kali Yuga is too much. What is Kali Yuga in front of Hiranyakasipu? So it stands to reason to accept all the rules and regulations for spiritual progress. Because we don't have natural attachment for Krishna. You know, just like sugar cane has to go through the machine before it brings out the rasa. So our body, mind, intelligence and ego has to go through the machine before Krishna conscious rasa comes out. So I always thought, why I cannot simply be a devotee? Why I have to go through all these rules and regulations? Why? If that is what actually to be done, why I can't just do it? Why I have to go through all the rules and regulations? What actually we are doing is, we are doing Atyahara. Is it over and over? Atyahara is over and over. Over endeavor is prayascha. So we are doing over endeavor by actually thinking we have relationships and duties in the material world. We have no duties and no relationship in the material world at all. Nothing at all in the material world. But because this seems to be too much to digest, you say, okay. You can take care of your family, you can have your business, you can have your job. No, it's actually not required. But you can't speak like that. So we water it down. So this is also alright, that's also alright, just chant, do this, do that. Other than Krishna conscious activities, everything is waste. Everything is over and above. Only because we cannot be purely engaged in Krishna and his associates and his activities and all that. Vaikuntha Chinta, very clearly described, Vaikuntha Chinta. There doesn't seem to be a sense of ego at all in Prahlad Maharaj. He had no reaction to Hiranyakasipu's behavior. He had no reaction to his teacher's behavior. He had no reaction to his friend's behavior. As they say in the modern world, he was the personification of Mr. Cool. Of course, we can give all the credit to Narada Muni and Parvata Muni for that. We can give all the credit to them. But then the example, those Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj is the supreme devotee. He is the perfect devotee. He is the vivid example. Approved. Fully certified. Prahlad Maharaj's attitude is fully certified as the best. Govinda cared for him. So when I saw, I was able to understand by reading a few purports here, I was able to understand the purport because I saw those banners. Immediately I thought, how Prabhupada is writing? What I experienced there? It has all in Prabhupada's words, the whole picture is there. The thrill of seeing that after reading Prabhupada's purports, I immediately realized it's the same thrill of seeing that. So if you read carefully Prabhupada's books, if you actually put our brain, consciousness, mind in that and actually absorb it, Sunyayitam jagat sarva. The material world will become zero. It is not Krishna consciousness is difficult. That is very natural and easy and spontaneous. We are struggling to give up Krishna consciousness so that we can enjoy the material world. We are struggling to shake off Krishna consciousness so that we can engage and enjoy the material world. Which Prabhupada says as chewing the chew. After the sugar cane is thrown away, if you go and bite it, what you will get? So any attraction in the material world is a disqualification. It is not renunciation. Actually, giving up material world is actually not renunciation. Because there's nothing to renounce. There's no fun in this world. Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti, Rasaraj. And outside of Krishna, what will be there? If he is Akila Rasamrita Murti, he is occupying everything like Trivikrama. So outside of Krishna, what will be there? All the rasas are with him, he is Rasaraj. He is the ocean of mellow, Ananda Sagar. So outside of Krishna, what will you get? You know, they say to go to moon, you have to wear a suit, moon suit. You have to wear a suit. So actually to think you can enjoy the material world, you cannot go to moon without a moon suit. So you cannot actually enjoy the material world without ego suit. What? Unless you wear that ego suit, you cannot think you can enjoy the material world. Ego suit means what? Agyan. So you have to put on this agyan over your consciousness to enjoy the material world. I'm quite convinced, I don't know whether I will ever become a devotee or not, but I'm quite convinced Prabhupada presents perfect, 100% bona fide picture about spiritual world, and it's genuine reality, it's absolute reality. I'm convinced about that, that Prabhupada presents that. I have no doubt about that. What's going to happen to me, I don't know. That depends on my ego. But I'm amazed by Prabhupada's ability to present Krishna consciousness, spiritual world in such a wonderful way. I'm really amazed by that. There is nothing outside of Krishna. Even Maya is with Krishna only. It's not outside of Krishna. Even Maya is Krishna. So how can we ignore, disregard, disrespect for it? Even in the material world, you need God's help. Krishna's help. Because you can't control the nature. So, it is said that any form of yoga, I would say even any form of bhoga, Krishna is essential. Krishna is? In fact, what goes on in the material world is a poor imitation of what Krishna is doing. Like this disco pack, or going to party. It's all poor imitation of what Krishna is doing. And by joining Krishna, it is not that we are not going to enjoy. That's not true. By joining Krishna, we are also going to enjoy. So what is the point of separating from Krishna? Thinking that you can enjoy better. So it is Kusanga, it is Athansanga. It doesn't matter, Rotary Club, Lions Club, family. What club, it doesn't matter. It is Kusanga, it is Athansanga. And it's unbelievable if Krishna can care for Prahlad Maharaj so much, is Krishna's love and capacity limited to Prahlad Maharaj? First come, first served basis. Limited stocks. Conditions apply. No. We all know that there is enough problems in this world, even if you don't believe in Krishna. There are enough headaches in this world, even if you don't believe in Krishna. So why can't we simply accept it? What Prabhupada says is factual, practical. And we have to do it now. There's no question of enemies and friends. But in the material world, you can't avoid it. There's no question of haves and have-nots. But in the material world, you can't avoid it. In the material world, you think you have to compete to get a better position. In the spiritual world, you compete to serve. Get a better position. You compete to serve. To get a better position. In the material world, in the name of service, there is exploitation and selfishness. Even if you go to work, you can get salary and you can exploit somebody with your useless paper money and get something for you. When book distribution was going great in Australia, the question came, how to send the money from Australia? Where to send the money? Then Prabhupada said, no, don't send money. I don't remember the particular name of a brand of a ghee. Very, very high quality ghee. Prabhupada said, send all the money in the form of ghee. So the money is only paper, but ghee is something real. So they used to send loads and loads of ghee in those days. I don't know the name of that particular. I would always see some people coming to Vrindavan temple with even individuals coming with them. You know, 5 kg, 10 kg, or 10 kg, real life is not with this modern arrangement of economics. That's not real life. That's another topic. It is not that Prahlad Maharaj was a child, so he did not know how to enjoy the world. And we are all grown ups and we know. We have grown up in ignorance. Not that we have grown up in knowledge and enlightenment. We have grown up in ignorance. Tama, Andatama, Tamishra, Moha, Mahamoha. These are the actual degrees in the material world. So the biggest leader you are, the grossest form of ignorance is with you. When Prabhupada says fools and rascals, he means it. It is not courtesy. He's not saying out of courtesy. He's speaking the truth. Fools and rascals, what? So why you want to join there? Why you want to help them? Somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, should we continue to pay rent and stay in this house? Some place there was some Krishna conscious activity. Should we continue to pay rent and stay in this house? Prabhupada said, rented, not rented, owned, not owned. Everything belongs to Krishna. Sometimes, you know, devotees hire a place to rent it, and they should be continued, should be purchased. Prabhupada said, rented, not rented, owned. Everything is Krishna's. Actually, it is a little discouraging that in ISKCON we cannot give an engagement to people who are working outside. It's really a little discouraging. That day should come when we can engage. Whoever wants a livelihood, they should be able to get it in ISKCON. They don't have to go and serve the curtain, it's what in the middle. That should be our goal. You should have enough accommodation. In fact, that is what we are supposed to be doing in Mayapur, having a whole township of devotees, engaged in so many activities, ultimately culminating in glorifying Radha Mata. That is the actual purpose of that place. And we should manage in such a nice way. Nobody has to think, oh, I have to have my own house. I have to have my own, you know, arrangement for eating and sleeping. So the management should work like that. So that people don't have to think, oh, no, I have to get married, I have to have my own arrangement for eating and sleeping. I have to work outside. That's a real job. Going by the example of Prahlad Maharaj and saying these things. So at least those who are enthusiastic, okay, we'll make a change in our life. I don't have to get married, I don't have to keep a job. When I went to Bombay in the early days, I heard a statement. Because many people used to go to Bombay for a job. So the standard saying in Bombay is Chokri milegi, naukri nahi milegi. Whether you get a job or not, you're going to get a girlfriend. That is how Bombay is growing. Only on this basis. Pumsasriya Bhujani Bab. Any big city is based on this. There is no way your mind is going to get into Krishna consciousness. The parents send you to mother's pride. And they think they have done their job. This father-mother business is very, very complicated. All fathers should be Hiranyaka Sipu and all sons should be Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad Maharaj had no expectation out of his father. No expectation. We have expectations in this relationship. That is the biggest obstacle. We have expectation in the relationship. We have our own Madhurya Bhav, Santaras, Vatsalyaras, Sakyaras, we have our own. But it's all patented by Krishna. We can't have them. Krishna has all the copyrights. We can't imitate the Madhurya Bhav and Vatsalyaras and Sakyaras in the material world. It's nakali, it's bogus. Yasoda Krishna, Yasoda is holding Krishna so nicely. Right? So in this world, somebody wants to imitate Yasoda, somebody wants to imitate Krishna. The another interesting thing is the wedding album. I hope our Brahmacharis devotees will never see one. Wedding album. Wedding album. Even Radha Krishna Leela is not so intense. If you don't understand, it's good for you. Ridiculous. The material world thrives because of ignorance. By avoiding Krishna consciousness, the material world, the so-called economic development, technological development is based on avoiding Krishna consciousness. Plain truth. The ultimate technology, ultimate economic development, ultimate is simple living, high thinking. That is the ultimate. That's the bottom line of technological development, economic development is simple living and high thinking. If it is true that Govinda cared for Prahlad Maharaj, it cannot be true if there are 100 million people like that. He will not care for them. If 100 million people are dying, we need NMDC. You need the Municipal Development Corporation. Really? I should exchange Krishna for NMDC? I should exchange Krishna for DDA? Horrible, isn't it? Can you imagine? Exchanging all these for Krishna? Same thing with our banking. You are exchanging Krishna for your ATM and your card. It's not that you found a nice way of, oh Prabhu, it's very useful. If your ATM card is very useful, then Nathamani should have one. Why not? All the best things should be given to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. No? So let's all offer ATM card to Nathamani. No! This is not simplifying our life. This is simply making us go away from Krishna. So Prabhupada said simply, land and cows. Ultimate perfection in Krishna consciousness is simple living, high thinking. All other things are compromise, adjustment. So, You have to be extremely careful about Yukta Vairagya. Extremely careful. So mundane relationships are another form of cheating. Instead of going into the real relationship with Krishna, we are organizing our own relationship and artificially boosting. It's not even karma kanda. In karma kanda, at least there is remembrance of Krishna. Hari. You know how many tourists come to Goa? And do they get Krishna consciousness? Go Goa gone. What? The good, better, best. What? Go to Goa and you are gone. But Goa is actually a place of Sanatana Dharma. Sripad Madhvacharya visited there. Even there are a couple of mutts there, Vaishnava mutts, Madhvacharya mutts. There are many, many wonderful temples there. And people are very pious. In Delhi, in front of everybody's house, you'll see a car parked. But in Goa, in front of everybody's house, you will see it will be nicely maintained. There is a special arrangement to keep Tulsi. In front of every house you will find Tulsi. Every single house. Of course, later on the Portuguese came, the Christians came. But original culture is Tulsi in front of the house. Not your car. That is Gomanta. We're losing. It's amazing, isn't it? To see Tulsi in everybody's house. And it's not like flats. Everybody has their land. So it's nice. And it's not congested and crowded. Most of the time the roads are empty. You'll see sometimes, mostly, there are people walking on the road. In cities nobody walks. People walk there. They're still simple. In spite of this Western invasion, people are still simple. This is actual life, simple living. So it is not that Prahlad Maharaj is unnatural and we are natural. Prahlad Maharaj is natural and we are unnatural. I have to stop right now. It's 1 minute past nine. So I'm only sharing my thrill with you. I'm not saying much to you. But I'm saying I was very thrilled to visit this Narasimha temple. Please have a little bit of water. If more is required, I'll give. You can either drink it or put it on your head. I'm so thrilled by visiting the temple. I cannot. Such a wonderful temple. It's a huge temple with, you know. And the top of the temple does not have ordinary tile. It has copper. Copper tiles integrated. It will last for thousands of years. Copper tiles. Everywhere. So nicely made. And thick wooden pillars. Carved. Very nice. And there are 3 silver doors before you enter the sanctum sanctorum. Nicely carved. And nice floors and big pond and surrounded by hills. It is out of this world. And I saw these nice paintings there. Really, it blew my mind off. Then I really actually realized that this is Narasimha Dev is real. Prahlad Maharaj is real. And then I come here and I read that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And his books. And his book distributors. Hello! Books and his book distributors. Thank you very much. It's time, I think, other things have to take place. Once again, I thank Pachayabhag Temple Authorities for given the opportunity to come and write a share. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri.